An African Union plan to halt Libya's conflict collapsed yesterday, and rebels said the increasingly bloody siege of the city of Misrata by Muammar Gaddafi's troops made talk of a ceasefire meaningless. Lydia O'Kane reports.
Rebels fighting say they won't accept a ceasefire because it does not insist that Colonel Muammar Gaddafi relinquish power. On Monday, the African Union said Gaddafi had accepted the terms to lay down arms, but rebels were quick to denounce the move, saying fighting by the colonel's forces was continuing in the coastal city of Misrata. Western leaders also rejected any deal that did not include Gaddafi's removal, and NATO refused to suspend its bombing of his forces unless there was a credible ceasefire. Meanwhile, in Britain, former Libyan Foreign Minister Moussa Koussa, who fled Libya last month, told the BBC that the unity of the country was essential to any settlement.
I ask everybody, all the parties, to work to avoid taking Libya into a civil war. This will lead to so many blood, and Libya will be a new Somalia. More than that, we refuse dividing Libya.
With still no sign of a cessation to the conflict, attention is also turning to the humanitarian situation, with one of Gaddafi's ministers warning that any military involvement in aid operations would be seen as a declaration of war. And the issue of migration is also under the spotlight, with thousands of migrants fleeing the turmoil in Libya and elsewhere in North Africa. The EU executive is urging the bloc to do more for the refugees. I'm Lydia O'Kane.